Title: Dump Siren Balance Blueprint for Warm Tape Style Grit in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Advanced. Alright, welcome in. In this lesson we're doing something super specific, and honestly, super make or break for old school jungle vibes. Getting a dub siren to sit in the mix like it belongs there. Not pasted on top, not randomly screaming over your snare, but living inside the breakbeat like it came off a dodgy pirate radio tape. And we're doing it with a repeatable balance blueprint you can use every time. Gain staging, tone shaping, movement, tape style saturation, space, width control, sidechain ducking, and then arrangement and resampling so it feels performed. We're staying stock in Ableton Live 12, and we're aiming for warm, slightly smashed, tape gritty energy, without sacrificing headroom or drum authority. Let's set the context first. Tempo-wise, classic jungle sits beautifully around 168 BPM. Anywhere 165 to 172 is fine. I'm assuming you've already got a drum bus going, maybe an amen or a think, plus a bassline and a couple atmosphere layers. The siren's job here is call and response. It's not the main character the entire time. It's the hype element that makes transitions feel like an event. Now step 1. Your source. You can do sample or synth. If you're using a sample, grab a dub siren one shot or a long siren note. If it's melodic or complex, set Work to Complex Pro. If it's more synthetic and stable, tones can actually keep it cleaner. If you want sustained siren beds, turn on loop and choose a clean loop region so you don't get clicks. If you want to synth it fast, do this. Create a MIDI track and load Wave Eatable. Oscillator 1. Sine or triangle for warm fundamentals. Oscillator 2. Square, but at a very low level, just for bite. Then add an LFO to pitch. Sync it to 1/8 or 1/4 for that classic wobble. Pitch amount, anywhere from plus or minus 2 semitones, up to plus or minus 7 if you want it super obvious and cartoony siren. Add a low pass filter, 24 dB slope, dart cutoff around 1.2 to 3 kHz, and add a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. Key tip before we touch any distortion. Start slightly warm, not bright. If it's already sharp, saturation will turn it into brittle fizz. You want to feed tape something that's already friendly. Step 2 is the one people skip, and then regret later. Gain staging and peak control. On the siren track, before any vibe processing, add utility. Set the gain so your siren peaks around minus 18 to minus 12 dBFS. That's not a magic number. It's just a practical zone, where saturation behaves predictably and you keep headroom for the drums and bass. If your siren is super wide already, pull width back to around 80 to 100% for now. We'll widen later on purpose, not by accident. Then add a limiter temporarily as a safety net, ceiling at minus 1 dB. You only want it catching the occasional spike, like 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction max. The goal isn't loudness, it's consistency so every device down the chain responds the same way each hit. And here's a coach note. Calibrate tape grit by crest factor, not just is it loud. If your siren starts looking like a brick while your brakes still breathe, you've overprinted it. A good reality check is level matching. Bypass your distortion stages, then turn them back on and match outputs, so it's the same loudness. If the perceived energy rises and it feels denser and more there, but the meters aren't wildly jumping, you're in the zone. Now step 3. The core tape grit chain. Order matters. First, EQ 8 for pre-saturation cleanup. High pass at 24 dB per octave, somewhere between 120 and 250 Hz. Jungle rule. Sirens do not get to fight the sub or low bass. Then listen for honk in the low mids. If it's boxy, try a bell cut around 400 to 800 Hz, maybe minus 2 to minus 5 dB, Q around 1.2. If it's piercing, do a gentle dip in the 2.5 to 5 kHz range, minus 1 to minus 4 dB, Q around 2. The goal is not to make it dull. The goal is to remove the stuff that turns ugly when you drive it. Next, saturator. This is your first tape-ish stage. Try soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 3 to 8 dB. Keep soft clip on. And very important, compensate output so it matches bypass. If you don't match level, you'll always think the louder one is better, and you'll end up overdoing it. What you want to hear here is thicker mids and slightly rounded transients. Not fizzy top, not crunchy sandpaper. Then drum bus. Yes, on sirens. Used subtly, it gives that printed, glue density. Set drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch at 0 to 10% if you want a little hair. Boom is usually off for sirens, but if your siren is thin and you want chest, try boom at 10 to 20% and check it doesn't collide with bass. Use damp, maybe 5 to 20%. to tame harshness. Then Roar. Roar can absolutely destroy a siren if you treat it like a normal saturator. Treat it like a character stage. Choose tape mode, or the most tape adjacent mode you've got in your version. Keep drive low to medium. Tilt the tone slightly dark, and keep it partially parallel. Mix around 10 to 35%. If Roar gets spitty, don't just keep turning it down. Usually the fix is earlier. Reduce highs going into it with EQ, or lower drive and blend with mix. Roar loves a controlled input. Now step 4. Dub movement. This is where it becomes jungle, not just distorted synth. Put auto filter after the grit stages and before the delays. Use LP12 for a smoother slope. Automate cutoff somewhere between 600Hz up to 4KHz. Resonance around 10 to 25%. If you want a little quack, add a tiny bit of envelope, but keep it subtle. Here's a DNB-friendly automation move. Over an 8-bar phrase, open the filter on bar 4 to build energy into the transition, and then snap it slightly closed right on the downbeat so the drop hits clean and the siren doesn't keep yelling over the first kick and snare. Now add echo after the filter so the repeats naturally darken. Set time to 1/4 or 3/16. And yes, 3/16 is a golden jungle swagger timing. Feedback, 25 to 55%. Modulation, 2 to 6 for subtle warble. Add a touch of noise, like 1 to 6% for tape dirt. Use echo's internal filter. High pass around 250 to 400 Hz, low pass around 2.5 to 6KHz, and turn on echoes ducking around 20 to 40%, so the repeats tuck under the dry signal. Then do the classic workflow. Automate echo dry slash wet. Keep it at zero most of the time. Then on the last eighth note or quarter note of a phrase, ramp it up to about 25 to 40% for a throw. That gives you dub desk performance energy without constant wash. Now step 5. Spatial placement that won't wreck mono. Reverb. Keep it short and dark. Use reverb or hybrid reverb. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. Decay 0.8 to 1.8 seconds. Low cut 250 to 500Hz. High cut 4 to 7KHz. And dry slash wet around 8 to 18% if it's inline. But teacher tip, for consistency, put reverb on a return. It's easier to balance across sections, and you can process the wet separately, which matters for this vibe. Now width management. At the end of the siren chain, edge utility. Turn on bass mono around 200 to 350Hz. Then, if you need it wider, push width to 110 to 140%. If it gets facey, don't fight it. Reduce width and let delay create width instead. Big systems are often effectively mono in the low end, and sometimes in the whole room depending on where you stand. Mono compatibility is not optional in jungle. And here's a mono test that actually matters. Mono the master for 10 seconds while your full loop plays. Listen for three things. 1. Does the snare body disappear? 2. Does the siren wobble turn into comb filtering, like a hollow phasing? 3. Does the reverb tail jump forward and get louder than the dry? If any of that happens, reduce width before you reduce reverb or delay. Phase issues are usually from stereo tricks, not from too much space. Step 6 is the real blueprint moment. Duck the siren like a pro. Put a compressor late in the chain on the siren, often after time effects, so the whole siren behavior tucks when drums hit. Turn on side chain and choose your drum group or breakbeat bus as the input. Start with ratio 3:1:5:1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, so the siren isn't completely chopped but still moves out of the way. Release 80 to 180 milliseconds, and adjust by feel so it recovers musically with the groove. Set threshold to get about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on snare hits. Advanced jungle trick, protect what you actually care about. Most of the time, it's the snare crack. If the kick is triggering the duck too much, create a ghost snare. Duplicate a snare hit pattern onto a muted track, shorten it so it's a tight transient, and use that as your sidechain input. Now the siren bows to the snare consistently even when the breakbeat varies. If you want to get really controllable, do a dual duck system on a siren group. Compressor keyed from ghost snare, fast, shallow gain reduction. Compressor B keyed from full drum bus, slower, gentle overall tuck. Then map both thresholds to one macro called something like bow to drums. That's how you make it behave across multiple sections without rewriting automation every 8 bars. Now, arrangement. This is where the old school energy actually comes from. Don't run the siren constantly. Use it like an MC hype element. 2-bar call every 8 or 16 bars. Throws into transitions. Drop it out during dense fills. And one simple rule that instantly upgrades your drops. Mute sustain siren for the first four bars of the drop. Let the drums and bass establish dominance, then bring siren throws back in as punctuation. Try thinking in three states across 32 bars. State 1. Dry and narrow, upfront. State 2. Filtered and wider, hype building. State 3. Throw only, meaning the dry is muted and you only hear the returns. Rotate those states and it'll feel like progression, not repetition. Now optional, but extremely authentic. Print it. Resampling workflow. Create a new audio track called Resample Siren. Set input to resampling. Solo the siren track and any returns it uses, or route the siren to a dedicated siren bus so you're printing the whole stem cleanly. Then record a few passes while you perform filter and echo throws live. Don't overthink it. Perform it like an instrument. After you record, flatten and chop the best moments. Now you can do old school editing tricks. Fade tails perfectly, reverse a tiny reverb tail into the downbeat, or place micro sirens right before a snare hit like rave punctuation. When you reverse, high pass the reverse tail so it doesn't blur the kick and sub. Quick extra sound design upgrades if you want more realism. 1. Separate tone dirt from time dirt. Keep your main saturation earlier on the dry siren, but add a second gentle saturator on the reverb or delay return only. That mimics a tape send and return path. Dry stays solid. Wet gets smeared and grimy. 2. Pre-emphasis into saturation. Do a tiny high shelf boost around 6 to 10 kHz before saturation, then after saturation do the matching cut back down. It sounds counterintuitive, but it often reads more tape-like and less fuzzy, because you're shaping how harmonics are generated, not just adding drive.